listening to it, getting ready to write the review, and I was part reviewing it on Facebook as I'm going. This is just amazing.
Thank you. I mean, I did have a feeling. I've received a lot of great feedback today from the album, and it seems that even the people who aren't that into rock music or metal music have actually liked the album.
I looked at a couple of the videos. There is a, without making it sound a bad thing.
Yeah.
There's a very, very pop element to what you do.
Yeah, there is, and it's a conscious choice. Because I mean, to me, it's a part. At least to me, it's a part of the whole philosophy of 80s hair metal. Because when you think of all the best 80s anthemic 80s hair metal songs like Girls, Girls, Girls,
yeah.
or tunes like that, they all should be like made by some pop artist.
Absolutely.
If you strip down of the big distorted guitars and the guitar solos, those could be huge pop songs by any of the great pop artists of the time. But we just wanted to incorporate that same kind of feeling of modern day hair metal, because I think that was one of the big points why the people who are not necessarily into rock don't like modern rock that much. It's basically rock for people who already like rock.
Yes.
And we wanted to sing about more subjects that are a bit more universal, so that so that people all over could have a chance to relate to the lyrics, because and to keep it simple, because myself, I don't English is my first language, so I'm not. I don't want to start writing lyrics I don't understand much.
Well, I've got to say your English is probably a billion times better than my Finnish. How hard do you find writing? Do you write the lyrics in Finnish then translate, or do you just go with the English that you've got and go with that?
I definitely just go with English.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always been natural for me that the language of rock and roll is English. The Finnish rock and roll was never rock and roll in Finnish just doesn't sound like rock and roll. It sounded like the music that old people listened to.
Right.
And when I was a kid, I grew up during the era of the height of MTV.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I was a kid, in the late 80s, early 90s, MTV was like the biggest thing, and all they played was, big American and British rock bands.
Yeah.
And, that was the thing that I wanted to do. It was always a natural choice to start. I just had to learn English in order to do what they do on the TV.
So that kind of takes me on to, your influences and the influences of the guys in the band. I'm sure I could probably have a guess, but your influences to me seem to be, when you say you were growing up in the late 80s, early 90s, sort of the bands that were big for me there were probably the ones for you, but, if you could say, right, the ultimate night going to a rock show for me would be three bands, whether they still exist now or whether they've split up, who would you pick?
I would pick Van Halen, the classic lineup, Def Leppard, and Kiss.
Yeah.
That would be the three, or definitely would be the three. If I got to choose two more, I would probably pick Guns N' Roses and quite possibly either Motley Crue or Judas Priest. Basically, all of the classic hair metal and heavy metal has influenced us, a great deal.
Yeah.
Basically all of the artists that I've listed into I Love Heavy Metal, there.
Yeah.
any of those artists would do for a perfect night out in a rock concert. Bit choruses and, all the 80s stuff. That's my favorite.
There's nothing wrong with cheese.
I always say, cause, people use cheesy as a negative word to describe sounds. Sometimes I'm describing reckless love, and I always just say, tell them that it ain't easy to be this cheesy.
The four of you seem to you work very hard to make it look as easy as you do.
Yeah, exactly. And it's always been a the part, a major part of the fun in it, because we're not it, it's some people take it as, you know, as we're doing this as a joke.
Yeah.
You know, that we're not serious about it, but it's the total opposite, actually. We're living and breathing it, and, you know, we take the music very seriously, but, of course, a lot like life, we do incorporate some jokes into our music, and, you know, it's just there for the sake of fun, and it's not, we don't see it that in the way that music itself becomes a joke.
Does it ever get quite hurtful when people say, a joke band?
Yeah, well, you know, used to get, but you know, in the end, you know, when you come to think of it, we don't really care if you're laughing at us or with us, as long as they're entertained. Because, you know, nowadays people come to our shows with, you know, like kind of like Steel Panther shows. They come with their wigs and, you know, those funny kind of they bought like leggings from some sort of novelty shop or something. They wear their, you know, band t-shirts.
You've seen me on a night out, then?
We've seen that a lot, and we just, you know, those people are there to have fun, you know. You know, it just, it doesn't matter if they, you know, if they think of us as a joke or not. Just, as long as we entertain them and they're having fun, it's way better than they would just hate us.